بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ کا نعتیہ کلام پیش خدمت ہے, جس کا مضمون ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں.
آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ.
کون سا مدینہ؟
جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. گر نصلے آلہ ہو سبا پر, گر نصلے آلہ ہو زباں پر, کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں, کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے.
شرط کیا ہے؟ کنڈیشن کیا ہے؟
عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جام.
اللہم ارزقنا بمنہ وفضلہ وکرمہ.
عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جام, کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن. آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں, آپ کا رتبہ دو نو جہاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں, وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دونوں ہونٹ ملتے ہیں.
نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جام. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں, جو جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں کیا کہوں کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد. فرینڈز, لائک حضرت قاری صاحب مینشنڈ نعتیہ کلام. These are words and ashar in the praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naat meaning the praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And written also by a lover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person to understand love has got to have love in himself. And a person like me, like a rock, like a hard stone, who doesn't even know what is the meaning of love, what am I going to translate this? But may God that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on my tongue what is right, that it can affect my heart first of all. Thereafter everybody else, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in it is there's only benefit for us. If a person praises Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not going to elevate the rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the least. And if all of us come to an agreement, Allah forbid, that we will never ever praise Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's not going to harm Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the least. That to take the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. That by us sending one durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is going to forgive 10 of our sins. Minimum. Allah is going to raise our rank by 10 levels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to write 10 hasanat in our book of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to complete 10 of our needs. And the distance that will be created, that will be made between a person who recites the durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the fire of Jahannam, that we cannot even understand. So in sending a durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only benefit for us, through and through. So the title that Hazrat Wala gave to us, Aapka Zikr Hai Do Jahan Mein, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mention of your name is in both the worlds, not only this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we haven't sent you but as a mercy to the world, whether it be the animal kingdom, whether it be the habitation, the vegetation, whether it be humankind, whether it be the jinnat, whether it be the malaika. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to all the worlds at large, not only to humankind, not only to believers. And really, if we see what was the plight of humanity before the advent of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then really think of it, what, and today also we see what is going on around the world. We say it time and again that there is no peace in the world. Any country you look at, wherever you see, there's only problems and problems and problems because of our distance from the teachings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this we can clearly see that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to all the world, not only to believers. In the first couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says that Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khursid ho aasman mein. That O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what can we say? Your position in this world is like that of the sun in the skies. That there are millions and billions of stars, what we say the Milky Way. There are so many stars now. They are finding, and with the telescopes and modern technology and science, they are finding new planets, things that we never ever knew about. But all this, when that one sun comes out, we have billions of bulbs and lights and globes throughout the world, street lights in the buildings everywhere. But one sun comes out in the morning, and everything is gone dumb. You cannot even see all those billions and trillions of stars different galaxies, different, what we say, Milky Ways and all that. One sun comes out and everything is hidden, everything goes down. When you see the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then today science will find out that there's benefit in miswak and there's benefit in this sunnah, and they won't call it the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us more than 14 centuries ago, unlettered person who had no formal teacher, who didn't know how to read, who didn't know how to write, but he's teaching that today's science is left baffled. They are left gaping, their mouths wide open. That what did this man say? What an impact he had on humanity. What an impact he had on society. How he brought people out of the doldrums. And within a short space of time, how he elevated those people who were total in misery. What he brought them? He made them the leaders of mankind. That is your position. What can we say? Like Sheikh Shadi Shirazi rahmatullah alayhi said, that Ba'da Khuda Buzur Tuhi Qisam of Tasar. What am I going to say? How can we praise you, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Suffice to say that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the position is yours, the most elevated. And after everything, very, very important for us to realize and to believe and to know that end of the day, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human being. That وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودِ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنِ اللَّهِ. That the Yahud, they elevated Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam to such a state that they gave him the position of being a deity, of being a god. They elevated him to the position of a god. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. And the Christians, they said that Masih ibn Maryam Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a god, the son of God, whatever the case may be. We will not do that. But after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rank is yours. The position is yours. After everything, we realize that you are still a human being. But what type of human being? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Like how we learn here, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were good character personified. You were an example of good character. Not good, you were on top of good character. Every way of life, every Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us so many things. That مَلَّمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Those who will not honor our elders, those who will not speak to us, have love for our youngsters, not from amongst us. مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Those who deceive us, not from amongst us. How Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one word, we can write encyclopedia. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that utitu, I have been blessed with jawami'ul kalim, that in a few words, and we see it when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one word, sometimes a small sentence, and how many masail the fuqaha have taken out from there. Hundreds of masail from one word. So, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your rank is like that of the star of the sun in the sky. That when it comes out, when that one bright light comes out, then everything else goes down. Where should we look? Who should we make our role model? You are our role model, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Dosto ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse Islam phaila hai jahan mein. That old people, take heed, this is no ordinary city. This is the city of Madina Sharif. Such a city from where Islam spread throughout the world. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his concern was, how can each and every person be saved from the anger, from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from eternal doom, from the fire of Jahannam? That a youngster is on his deathbed, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a sahabi with him, that let us go and visit him. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the message, and he looks towards his father. The father says, Ati' Abul Qasim, that obey Abul Qasim, that is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring iman. The youngster brings iman and passes away. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this boy is in the throes of death. And life is now not going to be loyal to him. He's going to be leaving. He's not going to make jihad. He's not going to be keeping fast in the month of Ramadan. He's not going to be making tilawat. He's not going to be giving zakat or whatever the case may be. But how can he be saved from eternal doom? This was the concern of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What sacrifices in the valley of Shi'abi Abi Talib? 3 years of boycott. And what didn't Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go through? Then this delegation coming for Hajj, that group of people coming, meeting this person in privacy, meeting that group, and then just trying to spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was rejected, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought, let me go to Taif. And he went to Taif, then maybe those people will accept. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rejected there also, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in what plight, in what condition, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I only put my weakness in front of you. What can I complain? My weakness I put in front of you. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicates. So everybody rejected Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before the advent of Nubuwat, before becoming a Rasul, what titles didn't they give to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, everything. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the people to convey the message, said, Alihada jama'atana, is this what you called us for? Tabban lak. May curse be upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the same word to then curse those people. So this is what the qurbani, the sacrifices that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the city of Madinah Sharif. The people of Madinah Sharif, that they came. And before Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could even go there, when people were making hijrat, went to Abyssinia, what the permission of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then when the command of Allah came, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Madinah Sharif for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to migrate towards. The people there, how they accepted it. That they said, we will give our lives for you, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We won't be like the Bani Israel. If you tell us to jump into the oceans, we're going to the oceans. You tell us to climb the mountains, we'll climb the mountains. Whatever. This is that city. What we talk, one time somebody took the name of some city in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Then to show, you said, wo kis gaon ka naam hai? Which, that is the name of which village? What are you talking about? Our role models, our places, Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, our role model, Sayyidina Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the next line, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Garna ho salli ala zubapar, kya asar hoga aawafu hamay? That if you are not sending durood and salawat and salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not your role model, if you're going to look this way and that way, and you're going to look for success, then what effect is there going to be in your life? وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. One time we were sitting and our Hazrat Allah, Zamat Barakatum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless with long life, give us tawfiq to take maximum benefit. Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi, Zamat Barakatum asked us, what is the meaning of وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا? And so we said, whoever will bring forth a deen in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides the deen of Islam, won't be accepted. So we haven't translated anything. We ask you, what is green? And you say, green is green. Then you haven't translated anything. So deen ye, Hazrat Allah said, is a way of life. Whoever will bring forth a way of life of Nabi, other than the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will never ever be accepted from him. When we will wish others on their occasions that happy this and happy that and birthdays and all these things, and we'll try and follow others. No, I'm just saying it. This will not be accepted. We will have to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we want to reach our destination. Then Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi said in the next line, وَرَفَعْنَاكَ إِنْعَامْ يَهِ Aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. That the merit of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that we have elevated for you your remembrance, your name. That wherever the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, in the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah. The word, last word being Allah, la ilaha illallah. And the very first word of the next portion, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the word, the name Muhammad right next to the word of Allah, Allah Jalla Jalalu, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Adam ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa sallam, when his eyes opened and he saw this name next to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then through this name he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook his error. To overlook his mistake. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them protected from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this error of judgment, this error, this mistake that he made as a human being, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon it through this Mubarak name that is right next to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our Hazrat Allah teaches us, that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken 24 hours of the day. All the time, when the Adhan is called out, the first place where the sun rises in the east is the Fiji Islands. And the people are calling out the Adhan there. Then as the time passes, and now the time zone goes into New Zealand and Australia, and then comes to Malaysia, and then to India, where they are reading Adhan now, Fajr, there the time is already for Dhuhr. And when the time comes here for Dhuhr, there the time is already for Asr, and the time for Fajr in Africa. And when the time of Fajr comes in America, then in Africa it's Zohar, and in the Middle East and in the Indian Peninsula, etc., there is already Asr, and in Fiji and Australia and New Zealand it's already Maghrib. In this way, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken every second of the day, and what it where Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah is said. When a baby is born and we read the Adhan and the Iqamah in the right ear and the left ear, where we're taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the remembrance and the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. We read the name, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, in the Adhan, in the Iqamah, in the ears of the baby. So all the time, like the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, while we do not make Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a god or a deity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the rank and the remembrance of the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both the worlds. Shart tawheed kamil yahi hai, ishq ho aapka qalb o jame. And the condition of perfect iman is that we should have love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how Hazrat Allah teaches us the rights of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. That we should have love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should follow in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That your iman cannot be perfect. You cannot have a perfect iman until Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not beloved, more beloved to you than your spouses, than your parents, than your offspring, than anything else in the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it also very, very clearly in Quran Sharif. And here also Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi taught us so beautifully that Allah says, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ, that say, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, make it known that if all these things which are so beloved to you, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, 8 things one after the other, which are naturally beloved to a person, if these things be more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more beloved to you than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to come to pass. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, it's very, very easy. Make the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 51%. And everything else will be 49%. So the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be more. And then our Hazrat Allah teaches us that when a child writes an exam, then he doesn't aim just for the pass mark. That I'll get today the pass mark 20% and 30%. That he doesn't aim just for that. You aim for a distinction. That I must get an A. I must get 100 out of 100. So you work towards that. So now Allah has given us love, make it, that He blesses us with such love that is more. That is 51%. And then we aim for that 100%. We work towards it, fall, try and implement the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life and make the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100%. That when it comes to the test, when it comes to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then come what may, as Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi said, kaam karna aasan hai ya na karna aasan hai? Is it easier to do something, to carry out an action, or just to sit back and do nothing? Then we will all say that to sit back and do nothing is easier. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi said, in the same way, then just sit back and don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abu Hurairah, O Abu Hurairah, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Just stay away from this disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will become the most pious, most auspicious, sacred person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give him a long bayan and read so much tahajjud. Yes, we should try and do these things. But read so much tahajjud and make so much idawat and give so much sadaqah and give so much. Said, stay away from sin, stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into your life. You will become the most pious, the most sacred person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam says, koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin, aapka rutba do jahan. That what will anybody be able to understand, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what is your position? In both the worlds, in this world and in the akhirah, that nobody will have the courage to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start the reckoning. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I have been chosen for that. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make a sajda which will be 1500 years long. That I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such words that I do not know of myself now. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire them to me on that day. That is the rank and rutbah. Maqam al-Mahmood. That after the adhan we recite, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati at-tamma wa salatu al-qa'imah آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقام محمود. That مقام محمود which has already been reserved for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One durood that we recite in the 40 durood. Jazallahu anna nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahsana ma jazayta nabiyyan an qawmihi wa rasulan an ummatihi. That Allah bless our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such a reward, with such virtue and merit that far better than any nation has ever asked for their Nabi. Far better than any nation, any qawm, any ummah has asked for their Rasul. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rutbah in this world, his position in this world and in the akhirah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it clearly, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi said, سَبْزْ گُمْبَتْ پَ جِسْكِ نَظَرْ هُو وَبْهَلَا جَائِ كِسْ گُلْ سِتَاب. That all the temptations of this world, like you go into a garden, the different types of flowers, the tulips and the daffodils and the roses and everything in this world, all the temptations, my sports and my business and my politics and my this and my that, all the things, where are you going to look at all these things? If your gazes are upon the green dome, meaning the dweller under that green dome, Sayyidina Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he is your role model, then you don't have to look anywhere else. Nothing else will interest you. All the time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time durood and to bring the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into ourselves. Then, where will a person look this way or that way or make this one his role model or make that one his role model when his gazes are upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Naam kaisa pyara hai Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jinke sadqe mein iman hai jaam hai. That what a beautiful name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. A name that was not given to anybody before Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it was inspired to Abdul Muttalib that to give this name, Muhammad. And in the heavens known as Ahmad, the most praiseworthy. The one who deserves the greatest praise, Muhammad. What a beautiful name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person through whom there is iman in us today. That criteria which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for success in this world, at the time of death, in the qadr, in the akhirah, that through Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah has blessed us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us believe that Allah is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us believe that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever requisites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the perfect iman. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Ye hai faydane noor nubuwat. Jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. This is the result and the effort and the sacrifices of Nur and Nubuwat, of the light of Nubuwat, of the light of Risalat, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a Rasul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Risalat, with Nubuwat, that today the deen of Islam is throughout the world, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his beloved daughter Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the time will come when the messages of your father will reach into every baked and unbaked home. And we can see it today. Who can say that the message of Islam hasn't come to them? Whether they accept or don't accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast, keep us with iman, take us with iman, resurrect us with iman. So this is the faydan, this is the result and the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the message of deen, the message of Islam has reached throughout the whole world. And in the final couplet, Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Kya kahu rafat-e shan-e gumbad? Kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein. That what can I mention? What can I say? This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the tawfiq of praising Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in need of it in any way whatsoever. We should realize that by sending durood, salawat and mentioning the lofty status of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the beneficiaries. We are going to benefit. It's not going to benefit or harm Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the least. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein. That if we don't have the words, the dictionary is short of words. We do not have those phrases that where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't set foot on the night of Mi'raj, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go further. Fakana qaba qawsaini aw adna. That he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah bless us with true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us love for his sunnah and make you give us tawfiq of bringing it into our life.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So in the next few minutes I will just mention a khulasa extract of one kitab and bayan by Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Najwi Rahmatullahi Alayh. famous kitab of his, Khutubat al-Madras, which he gave maybe over 100 years ago. Mullah Abul Hasan al-Nadwi rahmatullahi also praised the kitab. And he said, especially in today's time for the modern people and for the English-speaking world to read this kitab, to go over the lessons and the message in there. It's a very, very beautiful kitab. So inshallah, we'll just give a crux of this. He begins the kitab, it was actually 8 bayans which he had given. And he starts off saying that every human being is mukallaf from all Allah Ta'ala's creation. Every one of us, we are accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our amal, our actions. We've got no freedom to act as we want to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two qualities in man. One is zaluman jahula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made man ignorant. So that means he's got the ability of getting knowledge within himself. Iman. And he's zaluman. He can make zulam oppression and he can make adal, justice. He can have amal in his life. So iman and amal, two qualities are found in every human being. If he uses it correctly, he'll become a great person. If not, he'll remain a zalum and jahula, an ignorant person, a person of zulum and oppression. And then he says that many, many people came in this world, the emperors, army generals, philosophers, poets, but none of them left anything for mankind to benefit morally with regards to iman, with regards to amal, how they must live a good life, a moral life. The emperors came, they did nothing really for the benefit of humanity. More they were building their own empires, their own name, status. Philosophers came, they came with many, many big theories, but there was no practical example they left. Army generals came, they took over lands and thousands of people they massacred and they took big, big places they had, but there was no real benefit for mankind. Poets came and they worked on the emotions of people. يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ Quran says, they never used to act upon it, but just make high things, and for a while a person goes into another world. So all of these people could not change the hearts of people. But there was one group of people who came, which is the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And as I say, that till today, whatever goodness you find in the world, whatever purity you find in the world, with the hearts were changed, goodness, justice, sympathy, consideration for the creation, all of this is found in the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ فَجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned. And then as I say, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam taught us this year, and they taught us how to make our link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he taught us the greatest lesson, it is our duty and responsibility, whichever Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, whenever we hear his name, alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to send Allah ta'ala special mercy upon him, that what a favor he has done to mankind, we have to show appreciation for this favor which he has done. So this says that every human being needs an example. But Allah ta'ala's system is such in the world, that there was only one example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Adam bin Ali Muslim came, they came for their time, they came for their place, they came for their people. But it wasn't sufficient for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah, besides the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, for a person to be a complete example, there are four criteria, four things a person needs in his life, so he can be the perfect example. And all of them is found in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the greatest extent. The first quality which is found, which is needed, that the person who you are following, it can't be a myth, a fairy tale. Maybe there was no person in existence like this, or there was a monkey god, or something you were following, you don't even know there was something true. It has to be somebody, there has to be historical soundness. It must have a sanad. It must be sahih, correct. There must be a chain. So he says that if you study all the people of the past, example the Hindus, they've got no sanad, they've got a book, but where did the book come from? Who wrote the book? No one knows. The Zoroastrians, they follow somebody. Some people say the person who was in charge, he never existed also. There's nobody in history like that there. They're not even sure if there is. And whatever those people are following thereafter, it's just based on some American and European historians, what they had written. If you look at the Buddhists also, they also just, because of some one book, their name exists, so that's why they know about the Buddha. But there's no real, actually, factual things. Even Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Torah, after about 400 years after his demise, only the Torah was written down. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there's four books of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Only four books are recognized. There were many books which the other disciples had written down. But every of these four, none of the people who had written these books had met Isa alayhi salam. They were not his direct disciples. They were either the disciples of his disciples or came later on. So this is the fact with all the other books. But our deen, we've got the Quran Sharif, which there is no doubt in the authenticity of the Quran Sharif, and from generation to generation it has come down. And the Quran Sharif itself has vouched for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ You've got this quality, you've got that quality, this is your sabr, this is different qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we must follow. So the Quran Sharif. And the second thing we have got is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nazir goes into a great detail explaining that from the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, if you look, Musa alayhi wa sallam, how many disciples he had, what was their names, what was their life story, you don't know. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we've got 11,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhu in detail has been written down about their names. Then the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, altogether about 120,000 names of people have been written down and collected in history. Never ever in the history of mankind was such care taken to look after the details of any person in the whole of mankind. And that's what Allah Ta'ala especially made for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat mentions in great detail all of this here, that even in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were so many people who wrote down whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, and many, many other Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And it continued, many Orientalists say that hadith was only written 100 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He proves it, no, from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself sometimes wrote, he told somebody else to write. So thus, writing was from the first stages in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the first thing that, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the people, ballighu anni walau ayah. Even if you know one ayat, one thing you learn from me, go and convey it. On Hajjatul Wada, he called all the people and he said, whoever is present, go and tell the people who are not present. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu took this to heart. Until today in the world, we've got dars of hadith. Throughout the world, people are teaching the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masajid. So they are continuing the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, it's how fair our ulama were. That even the things which were falsely attributed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wrote it down. So nobody can ever say in history that these people try to hide things about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our sanad, and the sunnah was falsely attributed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was correct also, what was incorrect also, everything they wrote down. So everything is preserved till the day of Qiyamah in our books. So this was the first thing. That why we've got examples in our life. The only person in history who there is a chain to him of narration is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing, if you want to follow somebody, then you must follow somebody who is complete in his life. We know every aspect of his life. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left 120 years. But if you ask today somebody, how did he go toilet, how did he eat, what did he do this, they don't know themselves. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam left about 33 years. Only 50 days of his life is known. Whatever records they've got, only 50 days, even that is without sanad, without a chain, but only 50 days. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every aspect of his life is known. If you study the kitab Shama'il al-Tirmidhi, then Hazrat writes there are chapters, different chapters. He says the waking up of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sleeping of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the going to toilet, coming out, his hair, how he used to comb his hair, how he used to sit down, how he used to lie down, his pillows, his animals, what and what descriptions the ulama went through, and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a whole complete life is found in the example, in life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And never mind that, never mind his public life, even his private life. Hazrat writes there that many times a person outwardly is very pious, he goes out and everyone sees his life publicly. But he's frightened at home, because there obviously when a person is at home, he's in a different mood, in a different way, so he wants to hide himself. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives were commanded, whatever you see in the house also you must tell the people. One Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people say, I mustn't write everything, sometimes you're joking. He said, even when I joke, I don't ever speak lies. Whatever I'm saying, you write my jokes also down. So every single word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was written down. And there was no blemish on his character. I mean, even the enemies couldn't put a tar on his character. Before he accepted, before there was Nabuwat, As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, they called him with all of these titles. And even after Nabuwat, Abu Sufyan was a great enemy at that time, radiallahu anhu, after he accepted Islam. When he went to the emperor of Heraclius, and he had to answer him, he told about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the truth he had to say. And he said, we've got nothing against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the even beautiful thing, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there was so complete that even his mistakes, Allah mentioned them in the Quran Sharif, that you made a mistake, you made a mistake. Normally we'll try and hide our mistakes. Allah said, this one here you did was wrong, your ijtihad was incorrect here. That's even so much so. So he's a Nabi of Allah and completely in every aspect. And the first people to accept him was his own family members. Whereas normally, a person, the family members, the closest ones, they don't accept a person. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr r.a. accepted the closest friend. Wife, he accepted. Ali r.a. staying in the house. Zayd r.a. the slave. All the people closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted. So our deen teaches us everything. From the morning till the evening, every aspect of our life was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the second quality. Number three, he must have a comprehensive life. What does it mean? That man has got two aspects of his life, Hukukullah and Hukukul Ibad. To fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fulfill the rights of human beings. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only person in history who has got record. Every Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, definitely they fulfilled the rights of Allah ta'ala and the rights of fellow human beings. But for example, the other people, we don't even have any about the other religions, what the person, how did he fulfill the rights, etc. And like example, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, a very great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he cannot be an example for all people till the day of Qiyamah, because he was not a ruler, for example. He was a ruled. He was, so he cannot be an example for kings of the world. He never ever got married. So So he can't be an example for married people. He can be an example for people who love a life of zuhud. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you look at his life, in every aspect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you're a poor person, then you've got an example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you were poor. Lot of wealth came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example for the wealthy people. How much you look after your wealth, how much you spend your wealth. He was the example of a king also when he became the king of Medina Munawwara. And he was the example of a ruled person when he was living in Makkah Mukarramah. Then he was the example of a victor when he won in the battle of Badr and Hunayn. How much a person who is a victor, how must he act. And he was also a loser in the battle of Uhud. He lost the battle, so he taught us an example. When you lose a battle, what must a person do? He was a teacher also, how many people he taught, and he was a student also, he was a student of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He sat at his feet, and he learned from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was a preacher, he preached, he taught people how they must preach. He taught people business, the lands of Banu Nadir, Khaybar, Fidak, all of these things came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He taught people how you must look after orphans, and himself he was an orphan, he was an example for this year. As a boy, how he grew up, he's also there's an example of that in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He was a judge, he was a husband, he was a father, he had children also, how he must look after them. So all of these things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was found in him. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past had certain qualities, were outstanding for their qualities, but none of them were so jami and comprehensive as the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another angle is when you look at an ustad, you look at his students, what kind of students he had. So this says here, 120,000 sahaba radiallahu anhu, the other Anbiya, maybe you'll get about 10, 12, 120,000, 11,000 names are written down. And they were universal. On one side you had the Qurayshi people, on one side you had the Yemeni people, one side you had the Dawsi people, one side the Azdi people, one side the people from Oman, one side the people from Habsha, Faris people, Rumi people, Irani people, all the people of the world at the footstep of Nabi, at the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a person, he was the only Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show he was universal. The other Anbiya alayhi wasalam came maybe in their time, the religion spread afterwards, but not in their lifetime. But in his lifetime already all of these people had accepted Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his own life, he wrote the da'wah to the kings and rulers of the whole world. No other Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done this here. And who were the students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? On one side he had kings, on the rulers, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhu. Military leaders like Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, ulama like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Sufia like Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Abu Dhar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, great great qazis like Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, businessmen, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, there were certain Ansar Sahaba who were farmers, some of them were martyrs. So all different aspects, every single person came with different things. And they were all the students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught them the perfect life, how he must be an example for mankind. So he was there for the rich and the poor, the slaves and the master, the warriors and the martyrs. So every single person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. And the final thing was of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was he was very practical. Practical life. There are many philosophers who came in the past, very beautiful philosophies they had, but they were not an example. He came with many, many beautiful examples. If you go to Russia, they came that we must be all equal. But if you go to the Kremlin, how big that is, where the rulers lived, massive palace. And you look at what they're telling people, you must live a simple life. But look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the first to obey whatever he preached. He called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at his life, how much of dhikr of Allah ta'ala he made. Look at the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hisni Yasin, Munajate Maghful, what and what beautiful du'as. He told people to read 5 times salat. He read tahajjud was also farz upon him. And how many nafal namazes, how many sunnat namazes he read. He told people must fast, and how many fasts he used to keep. Sometimes so may we sal, days upon end, which we are not allowed to keep. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast like that. He commanded us to give zakat 2.5%, but his life was, there was no money in his house. Everything was spent in the part of Allah ta'ala. He taught us zuhud. And look at the zuhud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What days would end, months would go, there was nothing cooked in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us simplicity, self-sacrifice. His own daughter, she wanted to get a slave. There were slaves there, but he said, no, give preference to the people of Sufa, they can take more benefit of this here. So he sacrificed his own family members first, they must go first. Sabr, look at the examples of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shuja'at, bravery, tawakkul, all of these, they are waqiyas mentioned. How practical Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, still a day of qiyamah. Forgiveness, it's easy to tell people forgive. If you are under, and you tell people you must always forgive, you have no control, it's very easy to say so. But when you are on top, you are the leader. And now a person forgives. And the greatest example of this was in the Fath-e-Makkah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La tafriwa alaykum al-yawm, make maaf, make maaf. So he was a practical example for all of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So Hazrat says that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful example, because all of these four aspects are found to the most perfect example in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That firstly, we have got a full historical chain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number two, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is complete. From every aspect of our life, he taught us. Then thirdly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is comprehensive. For every single person in the world, he can be an example and a model. And the fourth thing is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so practical that every single person can use him as an example and a role model. And by means of this, he can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us tawfiq to follow in his footsteps.